A second position put a Nazi in charge of the police forces of the largest state in Germany, a state which represented three-fifths of the of Germany, Prussia, was now in the hands of a Reichskommissar for the Ministry of the Interior of Prussia. So really key positions, police positions, in the regime. Hitler's first order of business was to demand a dissolving of the Reichstag and calling for new elections. There was a belief within the party that although free elections would lead to real disaster, a continuing of the dissolution of the party's constituency, now once in power, the party would be able to use the instruments of power, the prestige of the office, Hitler's new won prestige as chancellor, to influence the outcome of those elections. Hence, one of Hitler's first actions as chancellor was to dissolve the Reichstag and call for new elections on March 5th, 1933. There was in Germany at this time an absolutely palpable sense of revolution, of impending revolution. We talked about the electoral fortunes of the Nazis in these last years of the troubled Weimar Republic. We didn't mention and didn't underscore the equally important rise of the radical left. The communists had also seen their vote inch upward and then leap upward. In 1932, the Social Democrats and the more radical communists in Germany were drawing as many votes as the Nazis. It was the political center which had evaporated. There was a polarization of German politics. Virtually everyone inside of Germany anticipated some form of clash in the streets, possibly even a revolution on the part of the communists with the Social Democrats in tow against the new National Socialist regime. Hitler then would use a communist strike in one of the German cities in the north as a pretext to issue an emergency decree, indeed a series of emergency decrees on February 4th, 5th, and 6th, which dramatically curtailed political rights in Germany. With a campaign looming, Hitler argued, went to the public and said, we have to pass these emergency decrees banning the publication of the Communist Party newspaper, all communist publications, as well as all social democratic publications for a period of 2 weeks. Also, it was made a crime to bring, quote, the Government of National Concentration, this conservative Nazi coalition that was in power, into disrespect. In other words, criticism of this new government could be seen as a crime. This, all across Germany, one saw clashes in the street. There were reports from Munich, from Düsseldorf, from Berlin, from Hamburg, of communist plans, communist weapons stashes that were now being distributed, ready for the an attack on this new National Socialist-led government. On March 2nd, the regime would institute a series of new measures, measures that would dramatically change the nature of the regime. We began the process, even before the Reichstag election, of curtailing political freedom in Germany. At the very end of February, the Minister of the Interior of Prussia, Hermann Göring, that a National Socialist, one of the oldest cronies of Hitler, at the end of February, Göring had argued that the police forces in Prussia simply weren't capable of dealing with this revolutionary situation. Clashes in the street, the arming of the communists, and so on had simply made it impossible. The existing police forces weren't going to be strong enough to handle the situation, the civil war that everyone anticipated coming. As a consequence, on February 22nd, Nazi authorities in Prussia deputized their own stormtroopers as auxiliary police. So that now, in addition to the regular police, the very stormtroopers that the police had been fighting in the streets and trying to restrain had now become police officials. And then, on February 27th, 1933, an extraordinary event occurred that would be the justification for the March decrees that would radically change German political life.